Culture.
The Economist watches. The ballot and the box. Escape the real-life drama of America's election with these titles.
Many around the world feel they are on a pollster coaster, experiencing wild emotional swings whenever experts alter their predictions for America's presidential election on November 5th. Tired of this year's contest and want to distract yourself with an election of a more fantastical sort? Here are our favourite films and television shows that feature vote casting and political drama in America. The Candidate, 1972. In this gently cynical send-up of political campaigning, a charming, idealistic young lawyer, Robert Redford, is persuaded to challenge a popular incumbent senator in California. As the campaign progresses, he gradually moderates from rabble-rouser to centrist. Mr. Redford has just the right sort of bland, self-satisfied charm, but the film's strongest performance is Peter Boyle as his shrewd campaign manager. The Ides of March, 2011. You want to be president? You can start a war, you can lie, you can cheat, you can bankrupt the country, but you can't fuck interns. They'll get you for that. So a campaign worker, Stephen Myers, Ryan Gosling, tells his boss, Pennsylvania's governor, Mike Morris, George Clooney. Yet it is Myers who gets an education in realpolitik in this drama involving ambition, loyalty, and the morphing of values on a presidential campaign. The Manchurian Candidate, 1962. A slow-burning thriller starring Angela Lansbury and Frank Sinatra that reflects America's Cold War fears. A former prisoner of war becomes a communist-trained assassin. The original film, based on a novel by Richard Condon, is the best, though the remake of 2004, starring Denzel Washington and Meryl Streep, is also riveting. Veep, 2012-19. Instead of noble characters intent on doing the right thing, this show features clueless, venal climbers out for themselves and revenge, not always in that order, and a torrent of scabrous insults. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is consistently hilarious as Selina Meyer, the central politician, who is surrounded by an ensemble cast of nitwits, buffoons, and charlatans. This is the anti-West Wing, and great fun. Wag the Dog, 1997. To cope with a sex scandal in the Oval Office 2 weeks before Election Day, the president's entourage of crisis managers turns to a producer in Hollywood for some top-secret help manufacturing newsworthy distractions. Starring Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, this hilariously cynical film examines the convergence between Washington's myth-making and Hollywood's elaborate productions. Disinformation plays a leading role. The West Wing, 1999-2006. Written by Aaron Sorkin, this TV drama first aired 25 years ago. Watching it is a throwback to a more docile, optimistic era in American politics. The show spans the two terms of the Democratic administration of Josiah Bartlett, Martin Sheen, including election cycles. The West Wing makes politicking and changing alliances binge-worthy and absorbing.